Maggie tilts her chin, pushing up the back of the slate-colored ponytail beanie framing her black bun, all the better to lock eyes with the cowboy looking down at her. He's leaning against the door of a red barn, looking like an ad for Marlboro cigarettes. Or sex. A hand-lettered sign on a weathered board hangs overhead. Piney Bottoms Ranch, Sheridan, Wyoming. She likes the one even better that's just visible inside the barn above the window into the office. Wyoming. Why not? Nice belt buckle, he says, using it to pull her to him with a jerk. She catches herself with her hands around his waist. Her chest bumps a little below his through the bulky Carhartt jackets they're both wearing. Her legs are longer, but he's still got a few inches on her. Got it off a deadbeat bull rider. In truth, the buckle was part of Hank's haul when he won the bull riding championship at the 2002 Cheyenne Frontier Days Rodeo. He displays two killer dimples. I hope he didn't catch anything. Just him. Her stomach flip-flops, its usual response to the damn hollows in his cheeks. But you wouldn't believe how long it took to reel him in. A single snowflake falls on the cowboy's nose, then another on her own. The snow tickles hers, melts on his. She sneezes. He lifts a faded navy blue bandana to wipe his cheek. Nice. I think you missed some of my face with that, but not much. So you don't want to kiss me? The cowboy, Hank Sibley, growls deep in his throat. Like hell I don't. His lips are cushiony and warm despite the cold air, like the bed they'd heated up that morning. Maggie melts into the kiss, merging their respective chapstick flavors, cherry for her, spearmint for him, and drops a hand to his muscular buns. Get a room. A much shorter man, with twinkling dark eyes and the dark skin and hair of his Mexican heritage, doesn't break stride as he heads past them into the barn. Jean Sobolewski, Polish last name courtesy of his adoptive parents. Hank and Jean have been partners in their double S bucking stock business for nearly two decades, friends longer, from their early days riding bulls for beer and gas money, through their later success that seeded the purchase of Sassafras, the original broodmare for the Bucking Broncos. But Jean's only recently become Maggie's stepbrother, thanks to the union of her mother and his birth father after her lifetime as an only child. Not only that, the marriage came with a stepsister, too, her best friend Michelle back in Giddings, Texas, where Maggie's industrial and homestead salvage business, Flown the Coop, lies in tatters. Hank talks against Maggie's lips. Get a life, or a woman of your own. Maggie releases Hank after one more long, slow kiss. She isn't stopping on Jean's account, but she doesn't want to scandalize Andy, the double S's Amish hand, at least not this early in the morning. The top hand, Paco, she's not so worried about. Number one, because he's on vacation. Number two, because he'd probably yell, "Let her buck," and slap Hank on the ass. She murmurs into Hank's neck, "Take me for a quick ride before it snows." I thought I already did, music girl. Maggie has mixed emotions about the nickname. Hank had called her that when he first met her, 15 years before, in her old life. But it's outdated now. Junker girl, more like. Jean walks back by carrying a bale of hay. La la la, don't hear you. She sticks her tongue out at Hank. Not that kind of ride. I want to ride my big horse. That pregnant Percheron, big as an elephant, stubborn as a mule? Jean rounds the corner out of the barn. His voice is tinny in the cold. First you'll have to catch her. Miss Houdini has done it again. Maggie runs to join him. There are horses everywhere in the paddocks, the ones leaving later in the week for the Prairie Rim Circuit Finals Rodeo in Duncan, Oklahoma. But the big black mare is nowhere to be seen, her solo paddock empty. Lily's out. Yep, that damn mare's a pain in the ass. Behind them, Hank says, She's your horse, all right, Maggie. Every time I turn around, she's run off again. Maggie shoots him a slit-eye look. Funny. To Jean, Hank says, We'll find her.